Let's go.
Wake up in the morning.
Every morning with Fernando and Greg on 99.7 Now.
It's a lovely day, a lovely morning, but it's chilly outside. Some places in the Bay waking up this morning, temperatures in the upper 20s and 30s.
And speaking of how chilly it is outside, we got to give a shout out to some people who are outside right now and texting us. Our teachers from Oakland, they are out. They're on strike right now. We support teachers.
Yes,
here
we
at
do.
The Fernando and Greg Show. And they were texting in this morning saying, can you give us a shout out and bring us some coffee? Well, there's your shout out.
How are we going to get this coffee?
Listen, if we had an extra hand around here, Shane, if you see anybody running around here, I will pay for the coffee and donuts to go take to these teachers.
Oh,
but
really?
We just got to find a driver.
Yeah. All right, we'll look for a driver and we'll get you some coffee, hopefully.
Yeah, I will. Hey. I will be happy to try to send something out. But it, you know, maybe if you're driving by an Oakland school, I know the teachers are out in front of their respective schools. They are on strike today. They're out there in the cold.
Tell us which school you're in front of. Maybe we can do like an Uber Eats or something like that. Send them out something.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
What we got?
We ain't got nobody around here. Oh, Uber Eats gets coffee. Okay. Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
All right, then. Okay, good. All right. Meanwhile, getting into bill paying here at about 7:20. We're going to double the money today as well. And we're paying bills every single hour. So be here in about 17 minutes for the next name.
All right, Shan, you got an issue with one of your friends that you want to complain about.
She just copies everything I do. Like, my sister got me this really pretty pendant for Christmas with my initials on it.
Okay.
And I swear to God, like a week later, she goes out and gets the same exact one with her initials on it. And I was like,
so this
okay.
is like a case of single white female.
Yeah.
She's trying to take over your life. What else has she
done? Yeah. And then my boyfriend for Christmas got me this beautiful purse and I posted about it. And I swear to God, the next time we went out for dinner, she prances in with the same exact purse. And I was like, at this point, it's just embarrassing. Like, what are you doing?
My mom and her friend Barbara used to do this to each other. They were best friends and they did it with their cars. They just one up. They would one up my Barbara. I have to say, my mom copied her. Barbara got a Firebird. My mom got a Camaro. Then Barbara got an IROC. My mom got an IROC Z. It just went on and on with their muscle car obsession. It was ridiculous. And one got a Mustang, and then the other one got. I mean, it was just, you know.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, like, I didn't like really notice it at first. There's some other things that happened, but like now my friends are like, "Damn, she really trying to keep up." Mm. Like, she really trying to keep up. And I was like, I don't know what to do.
I've heard of other girls complaining about this. I don't think guys do this so much.
Yeah.
But I've definitely heard of other girls, you know, doing this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like once, maybe twice, you can kind of say, oh, you know, well, you know, she liked what you had and she wanted one as well. But when it keeps happening,
a pendant like that, you got to go get that made.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she went and got her initials made after she saw your initials.
Yeah.
It's different if you said, oh, I like those shoes, I'm going to buy them.
Uh-huh.
But that's like a little bit.
Yeah. Like she didn't even say it. She didn't even say, like, oh, where'd you get that done? She like just went out and then like post. And I swear, like, she'll post the same exact like way I will post on it. Instagram,
too.
What?
My God. Now, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
She should be arrested.
I know. It's horrendous.
456-9970. Maybe you have a friend or frenemy now who copies your style, steals things, or maybe steals your man, even.
I've had a girl in high school that did that, too. Like, I would always say, like, oh, my God, like, I love him so much, da-da-da-da, and then we started having problems. I would tell her all my problems. Then we broke up.
That happens in high school a lot. Not even, like, with your boyfriend, but you could tell a girl, oh, I like Johnny. And then all of a sudden, she got a crush on Johnny. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't you see her flex? I like Joey. And then all of a sudden, she...
trying to flex on... Yeah.
Right. That happens a lot.
I did that when I was younger. My friend liked a dude, but he couldn't get any play. But the dude liked me, so I'm like, okay, let's go out.
That's just wrong. That's girl code. Well,
I didn't feel wrong back then.
Fernando and Greg.
They make my morning commute, though.
99.7 Now.
I'm just waiting to get your bills paid. Make sure you're registered at 997now.com so we can double your money today. Do you have a friend who basically steals everything from you, copies everything that you do?
snatches your style. Maybe snatches, tries to snatch your friends or your man. 888-456-9970.
Dan, you got somebody like this in your life right
now. My sister got me a pendant. She went out and got the pendant. My man got me a purse. She went and got the same purse.
Well, I guess in a way it's flattering. In a way it's annoying. In a way it's flattering.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, isn't that why you put all that stuff on social media? So people can copy you?
No.
Oh.
people can envy you.
To get the likes.
Oh, well, she's liking it, and then she's getting it.
Shanice is on the phone. You got somebody like this.
Okay, listen, I can totally relate to this call because I have a friend just like that.
All right, so she copies everything you do?
Everything. She does everything I do. Okay, so, you know, it's the new year just started a minute ago or whatever, so I post that I'm doing dry January, right? Maybe about 5 or 10 minutes later, she posts the same thing that she gonna do dry January as well, and then she gonna tag me in the post. I'm like, how original. How original. I was like, are you gotta be kidding me? And this is a little freaky. This is kind of scary because she went and bought the same kind of car as I did.
What?
She saw my car, loved it, thought it was so fabulous. Well, of course, it's my car. Of course, it's fabulous. And she went and got the same car. I mean, you know, the difference is, you know, hers is a lease and, you know, I bought mine.
Oh,
and so.
I love the shit.
Make sure when she puts a picture of that car out, make sure you post nice lease.
No, what I need to post is that she can copy the car. She could copy my style. She has the same purses and all that, but she can't copy my bank account.
Hey.
That's what I'm saying. So.
I thought you were going to say your booty, but make it kind of be better.
And you know, an imitation is the highest form of flattery, but there is a line, and she crosses it all the time.
Well, what does she say when you confront her, do you?
She always brings it back. Well, I loved yours so much. It was so cute. It's so pretty. I just had to have it. So it's like she makes it seem endearing or that it's just because I'm so cool. She wants to be cool like me, but it's creepy, not cool.
Once in a while, when you know you're going to be around her, buy something really janky and see if she follows that.
Yeah, right? Just start messing with her.
Look, I'm going to start buying stuff that's like from Etsy or somewhere. It's like one of a kind where she can't even find it. So I have all original pieces. And she is a nut. But, you know, it just makes me stay on top of my toes. So, you know, I can keep going and getting better stuff and see if she can keep up, which I know she can't.
All right,
the
Shanice.
The bank accounts eventually will separate us.
I see you two on a Real Housewives show soon.
I'm telling you.
Shanice got like a Phaedra Parks thing going on.
I love her.
888-456-9970. Now, Anonymous wants to talk about this. Now, this is something I actually was talking to somebody about yesterday. Anonymous, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so your cousin does what?
She just really, really likes to, I don't know, like I'll take her out, she'll come out with me, and then she'll meet my friends, and then the very next day she'll be like, hey, like she'll just be out posting on Instagram, Snapchat, and she'll be with my friends, and I'm like, wait, where am I? Like, what's going on?
Where am I?
like, why am I not with y'all? Why did y'all not invite me? Like, what is going on?
She's snatching up your friends.
I was just on the phone with a friend of mine, and we were talking about a similar person who always, the minute they meet somebody, you introduce them, they leech onto them, and then they start hanging out with them, and then you're like X'd out.
Yeah, like what is that? Like, I'm the friend. I bring the friends, and she poaches them.
You're like the friend distributor.
Yeah, I am. That's exactly what I am. I bring them all, and then she just reels them in. But then she leaves me out. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's like at least invite me when you steal my friends.
Yeah, exactly. Like I want drinks.
Hello. I want to go do Taco Tuesday with you.
I just love you see them on Instagram, and you're like, where am I?
Yeah, it's should like not be in Snapchat there? On Instagram. I'm like, what's going on here?
A little credit would be nice. All right,
yes,
Anonymous.
There are, I feel like in every group, there's one of those people. They steal your friends. Yeah.
I hate
like,
that.
You know how they do like photo credit on Instagram? You should do like friend credit or something like that.
Oh, that's
like,
funny.
I mean, hashtag Megan's friend first or something.
Right. I hit it first.
Yeah,
okay. Anonymous, thank you very
much. Thank you.
Although, I think you revealed your name.
Although, I actually, you know what? I actually, thinking about it, I did this to somebody.
All right.
I didn't steal their friend, but now my friend Netta is a friend of a friend, and now we travel together without the other person.
It happens. Sometimes you just have better chemistry, but it's
we
the same
have
time.
Good chemistry. We have
when
good
it happens
chemistry.
Over and over again, there's something weird about it.
Well, we do because you know what? She likes to get up. This is the thing. I found the perfect travel partner. She likes to get up early, start drinking by 10 a.m., and she likes to get into bed by 9 p.m. She's my soulmate.
Yeah.
Like my travel soulmate. Yeah.
You can't just travel with just whoever.
The friend that introduced us, she likes to go out and stay out all night. I can't do that. So,
yeah.
So I can't travel with my best friend. We will fight. We don't want to do the same thing. I can't travel with my best friend.
So the grandmas in the group, me and Netta, we segregated ourselves because we don't want to stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Exactly. That's why I always travel with my friend Adrian and Kenya because we're in bed by like 11:30.
But it is very important to find a friend. Who will day drink? If somebody's like, I do have a friend who's like, oh, I just feel guilty drinking before 5.
We ain't friends no more.
I'm like, what? I feel guilty drinking after 5.
I feel guilty being your friend.
You should be on a beach drinking at noon. Shan, you're talking about how your friend steals your style. I'm thinking about this. It's worse today than it could have ever been because with social media, they can see everything you do. So they don't have to even see you.
Right.
They can see what you do. They can see what you're wearing. Then they can copy it like that.
And then the next time I see you, I knew that you saw me on my Instagram because I know that you peeped it.
So I know you saw me.
Feel
me? I see you. You see me. Christine, you got a friend like this?
Not a friend, but back in college, I used to be in a sorority. And it just seems like anytime I did something new. If I went on this new hike in Sedona, somebody else was going on a new hike, and then another person was going on a hike. If I posted a picture in a bikini, they posted pictures in a bikini. And it's like, oh my gosh, like, get your own life. Make your own decisions.
It's so annoying.
It is so annoying, but like another caller was saying earlier, you know, imitation is the biggest form of flattery, and it's kind of your decision whether or not you want to get it under your skin.
Yeah, I wonder if it's a... if it's even a copy thing, or is it a one-upper thing? Like, you're posting this picture, and then they're going to post it to try to even look better than you.
Do they want to do the same thing as you, or do they want to do something better than you?
Probably better. They're just trying to be better than me, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't even try.
I saw Shan. It's Shan in Cabo, and she posted a bikini picture, and you don't even know. I tried to take a selfie in a bikini, and I was going to one-up her, but I just couldn't get it to look right.
No Malibu rums can fix all that.
I'm in my winter phase right now.
Oh, aren't we all?
Yes, we are. All right.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
All right, so the series of events after Tristan Thompson cheated on Khloe Kardashian again, this time with Khloe's sister Kylie's BFF, Jordan Woods, it's just been amazing. So you know that Kylie Jenner and Jordan are roommates. They live together.
Well, no.
Well.
They're not roommates.
She's living in a house.
Jordan is living in Kylie's house.
Yes. Guest house.
That's called a mooch. That's not a roommate, Fernando. Roommate is different. Right. Roommate is where you and I go look at a place. We decide together. We put down a down payment together, whatever, the first month's rent, and then we pay together. A mooch is a person who move into your house and steals your life and then gets your sister's man.
Yes. That's what's going on here.
Let's be very clear. That's not her roommate. And it ain't her roommate no more.
No. I don't know if she was living in the pool house or she living in the main house, wherever she was living. But now she's not living there anymore because you cannot fool around with your best friend's sister's man. I mean, this is dumb.
Like, you're so dumb. Like, you were best friends with the youngest billionaire in the world
who gifted
you diamonds and money, lavish vacation, cars, and you go and mess it up for some guy that sits on the bench.
He doesn't sit on the bench, or whatever.
I don't care.
I think he's all they got
but
on the
here's the thing that infuriates me about this. It's like, this was your meal ticket, girl. Mm-hmm. You had a meal ticket with a billionaire. You never mess with a billionaire. You do whatever they want. And it is just so stupid. There are, I counted them yesterday, 7 professional teams in Los Angeles. You got 2 basketball teams, 2 football teams, a hockey team. You got 2 baseball teams. You could have messed around with any of hundreds of professional athletes, and you choose this idiot and get kicked out of the billionaire's house. Listen, if you like basketball players, you got the Clippers and the Lakers.
Hello?
You got the Chargers and the Rams if you like football. Yeah.
Not every city in America has 2 basketball teams. You live in one of them.
She's so dumb. Like, don't mess with the billionaire.
I know Kylie Jenner needs a new best friend. Girl, I'm available.
So am I. I hate you.
Really?
I hate her. I'll be your best friend.
Well, she don't listen.
she might.
If I ever come in here and start talking great about the Kardashians, you know that I've weaseled my way into their lives.
You're living in a pool house now.
Dude, listen. Get me on a private jet and I'll love you.
Right?
Get me in a pool house. You know their pool house is bigger than 3 of our houses combined.
Yeah. I know, right? I'm sure, like, you wouldn't be able to tell, right? If you, like, didn't know where her house was, you walk into Jordan, you know, and she said, oh, no, this is the pool house. You'd be like, really? This is unbelievable.
Why would you do that? You had it set. They even have a makeup collection together. Like, what?
I know.
About to be canceled.
Well, here's the other thing. This made me laugh, too. And this is so Kardashians. I heard, now this could be a rumor, half of it is, but that they're trying to decide whether they want to forgive this girl or if they're going to excommunicate. And they're basically, they're deciding as a family. So that's how they do it.
No, Kim
will not. Kim will not.
No, Kim. That's not true. Because when Tristan did it the first time, she dropped him. And then when Khloe let him back in, she started following him again.
Okay.
So Kim does this all the time. She follows, she drops you, but she'll pick you back up if the family makes a decision that they'll do it.
So far, and you know, this means a lot nowadays, but so far, Kim is the only one in the family who has stopped following Jordan Woods on Instagram. Like, she was, like, out instantly. Like, you do that to my sister, goodbye. I don't know. I think once, when Khloe decided that she was going to forgive this guy because she had his baby.
This is different,
you can
though.
Forgive. This?
This is family. Like,
this
you
messed much.
With family, okay?
You messed with a billionaire.
Right? No, and you know what gets me so mad is Khloe commented on Jordan's Instagram pic the day before and goes, baby girl, like, something really sweet on her Instagram picture the day before that this whole thing went out.
Blame it on the alcohol.
Blame it on the
alcohol. I get it. He fine, but
no, but you have so many other people.
Wow,
like,
know.
You are around a circle of
okay.
Men. People that
just think about this. They got 2 basketball teams. That's 12 to 15 players on each. Let's say 15. That's 30. That's 30 guys you got to be. Then you got 2 football teams. That's 53-man active roster. Uh-huh. So that's 106. So that's 106 plus 30. That's 136 just in that. And then hockey, who? Let's say another 15.
Sure.
All right. So that's 136 at 150. All right. Now you got that.
Go to the soccer team
and then they do have a soccer team.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you got, what's that other sort I said? Oh, baseball. You got 25-man active roster.
Well, you got the Dodgers.
So that's 2 times 2 is 50. So you told her you got 200. You got 200 professional athletes, and I didn't even count the soccer players.
I know.
And you gonna mess with this one and get yourself kicked out of the billionaire's house.
Wow.
You got to be thinking about
that. Do the math. This is why stay in school, people, so you can do the math.
Jordan doesn't look like she knows math.
It's the only thing math is good for these days. Do the math. Figure it out. You got all these other professional athletes to sleep with.
That is your Dirty on the 30. 7:35 with Fernando and Greg. It is Thursday. That means we're setting another love trap.
We're going to call Tristan. Here.
Yeah. Well, too late.
I know. He's got so many girls. I just want to know who he'll send the flowers to. You going to send it to Instagram model 1, 2? You going to send it to this girl? I don't know. Find out next in the love trap.
This is Fernando and Greg.
This is the commercial-free commute, the longest commercial-free stretch in Bay Area morning radio. All right? No commercials, just more Fernando and Greg. Yesterday.
Well, hold on. Hang on, because Love Trap is up in less than 10 minutes. But we must have stirred something up yesterday. We brought up a story in Campbell that Pink Panthers, a coffee shop where the baristas wear bikini tops, people were upset about that, and we talked about it on the air. I think their newest location in the Bay Area. Well, we, I guess, got people so stirred up about it that there were protests yesterday at the Redwood City location of the Pink Panthers coffee shop.
People are just upset about this because there are women wearing bikini tops and serving you coffee. But they don't know.
Inside a coffee shop, so you would never know that unless you went in there.
Yeah, and there are like several places like this. Not only is there Pink Panthers, but then you guys were telling us about this other place called Bottoms Up.
Now, none of our listeners seem to have a problem with it.
No.
But there are definitely people, and one caller even pointed out, she said her mom lives next to the Campbell location, and the women aren't, they're claiming they're upset about their kids. They're not upset that their kids are exposed to this. They're upset because that's what they keep finding their husband.
Right.
Up at the Pink Panthers. And she even said one man next to her mom started drinking coffee.
Right.
Has never drank it in his life. All of a sudden, he's Colombian. He's going there every day.
Well, I love it because Channel 2 was already on this. They were on this controversy before. And they actually went out to interview some of the guys who go to this place. And just kind of like see, you know, what's
your
going
husband.
On. Right, your husband.
They are talking to your husbands.
Yeah.
And we have them right now.
Yeah, here's one of the husbands.
Oh, here.
What about when they go to the beach? I mean, same thing, you know? If they want to go to the beach, they're going to cover everybody.
I love that guy. He makes a good point.
Right?
Listen, you're going to see women in bikinis at the beach.
Yeah.
I saw Shan in a bikini on Instagram.
Hey, follow me, Shan Berries.
Follow me, that Greg997.
Fernando, for real. Go ahead.
But yeah,
I'm not going to be in a bikini,
thank
God.
Honestly, he brings up a good point. It's the same thing. Like,
what's the difference here that, like, these women are serving you coffee? Okay, that's better. I think that's even better. I love it.
We haven't been able to find anybody who is upset about it in our audience. But if you are, 888-456-9970, we'll listen to your protest.
Yeah.
We may agree or disagree.
Maybe you can convince us that maybe this is something wrong, that they should not be in business.
I can tell you there are no men upset about it.
No.
There are no men.
Not a soul.
We can't find a man upset about this Pink Panther.
I mean, not even a gay dude cares. I mean, they're like, yeah, okay. Go ahead,
no,
ladies.
I want to start one for guys.
It's a shame, too, because these women, because in response to the controversy, have not been able to wear the bikini tops in one of the locations. Like, they just kind of toned it down. They wore tank tops and shorts rather than the bikini top. And there are even, like, they have, like, some racy drinks, which I won't say the names over the air, but they had to alter them and change them a little bit, too. Kind of, like, just trying to, like, you know, kind of cave a bit to these people who are protesting. But, you know, listen, Starbucks doesn't have racy people, you know, wearing whatever. Go
I wish
there,
they would.
If that's what you want. I know.
Can you imagine if we walked in here one day, there's a Starbucks at the bottom of our building, and homegirl is there in a bikini top, and then that barista dude has no shirt on. There's one guy down there that's really cute. I wish he would take his shirt off.
Yeah, he can do it. I know. I'd be happy. But, you know, I mean, yeah, they'd be like, we'd be like, hey.
Or any of these, there's construction workers always in that site when I go in there. They could take their shirts off, too. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Though the construction workers are really hot. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are.
We don't see anything wrong with this. But if you do, 888-456-9970. I know we have one text who says, basically, you drive by in Redwood City and you really can't even see.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, you can unless you go inside of it. You would have to go indoors.
Okay. All right. We'll see if we can find somebody who is offended by this.